Hey, Chelsea, how are you?
I'm great, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I have with me Chelsea Welch. She is the founder and owner of Abington Watches. Abington Watches, which I have to tell you are the coolest watches. Women in Aviation International's WAI store is now carrying them, which I'm thrilled about, though I haven't been told if I can use my company discount on that one or not. I don't know how it's going to go on that. But I'm dying. You're sitting here. You've got a watch on each wrist. So you've got both of these watches. What is it that makes this watch different than any other aviation watch? Come on.
Well,
give it up.
So the whole idea started, other than the fact that they are made by women that fly, that are mechanics, that are controllers, air traffic controllers, that work in the aviation industry, I don't do any of the designs myself. I do test pilot programs where I give them to women to try out and tell me what they want to see in a watch. So they're feminine, they're fashionable, but they're very functional. I've got watches that have the slide rule, the E6B, on them. I've got watches that have 3 time zones. A lot of watches, they only will usually do 2 time zones.
Uh-huh.
But for most of us here at Oshkosh, a lot of us flew in our own airplanes, and a lot of us are definitely not from Wisconsin. So having a watch that will have a time zone that you can use to call your family back home, and then having the time zone for what time it is here in Oshkosh, and then since we all fly on Zulu time, we need that third time zone. So that is the newest model called the Elise, and that just got released. We actually sold out at the Women in Aviation show in February in Reno this year.
Wow.
Of that model. So it's been in high demand, and there's, of course, stopwatch, you've got glow in the dark, you've got, the various time zones, everything that you would ever need when you fly, you know.
Well, see, but why should I be surprised about that? Because if I remember correctly, that Elise watch, you put out a survey to Women in Aviation members trying to get a sense of what kind of features they wanted on that watch.
Definitely. We had been doing research with Women in Aviation, with other pilot groups, for almost 2 years to design that model. And came back with, we want gold, we want a nice, something small that's delicate that we can wear, something that's not digital, we like analog, and something that we can wear, you know, when we go to work or when we fly. So that was, so much of the feedback that I got from the women were just incredible. You know, they created the watch, they did a great job, it was beautiful.
So what's next?
Oh, gosh, we have so much to talk about, Amy. We just changed the name of the company.
Oh, do tell.
It is no longer Abington Watches. It is The Abington Co., or The Abington Company. And the idea, and even our website has changed, so you can go to www.theabingtonco.com. And we want to get into other products other than watches.
Very interesting. So, will you stick with the time theme, or are you going in different directions?
What I'm finding is a lot of our customers are saying, I've never found a really good pair of aviators that fit my face. So perhaps sunglasses or flight bags are disgusting. You know, they're so utilitarian, and I need a place to also put, my whatever the personal items, keys, cell phones, things like that, other than just charts and headset. I want something that I can put everything else in as well. And so they want bags, they want jackets, they want, all the stuff that is created for men in aviation, which, yes, there are a majority, but us women, we're growing. They want to have the woman, the female counterpart to that. So we want to get into accessories. We want to get into, travel products. I just discovered a new product that's a solid lotion and solid shampoo.
Ooh, sweet.
No more 3-ounce rule when you fly. So, there's a whole bunch of different avenues that we're exploring right now. But the idea is that we're expanding, we're growing. Since I've been full-time with the company, I had to quit aircraft sales and kind of simmer down on my flight instructing to go full force with this. We've had an incredible reception just in the aviation community and with women. So,
wow, that's incredible. So you're out here on the field. How long have you been here?
This year at Oshkosh?
Yeah.
I've been here since Saturday night.
Wow. What have you seen that's intrigued you so far?
I don't even know how to pronounce it, but pipistrelle?
Yes, the pipistrelle guys.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Isn't
I want to. I really want to go back and talk to those guys for a while and see exactly what is going on with that aircraft.
Well, I know that is part of the big push towards green here on the field mm-hmm. this year. And I don't mean green like the grass, and the grass is marvelously green. They've had a lot of rain here. I mean green like the movement to try and move aviation away from dead dinosaur burning
yep.
and into the world of less expensive and lower carbon emissions type engines.
Yeah.
And efficiency.
Definitely.
I do know that particular company prides themselves on winning a lot of the cafe races for
really?
Efficiency.
Oh, wow.
So I, too, would like to go over there. I've had a great morning because I've been picking everybody's brains. I just got onto the field at 7 o'clock this morning and have hardly had the chance to even skip down the flight line and see yeah. what there is to see. Of course, I wandered by some of the classic Rutan products,
mm-hmm.
including there's a little one person glider down there that I just was salivating all over.
Oh, neat.
At 7 o'clock this morning going, oh, I didn't know he did this. I didn't know that he did this. Sure, this is a one-off. I've never seen this before, but I would really, really like to. Oh, I could get in that, you know. And you're like me. You're on the slighter side with your frame. So you look at some of these, like the Cree-Cree. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it astounds me how a big guy can slide himself into that.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, no. That airplane was made for me.
Exactly.
You know? So.
We make good pilots. We make good ferry pilots, too. If they.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing a lot of that lately, so.
So what's the last thing you ferried?
The last thing, well, because of my small size, it was a Tomahawk.
To where? From where to where?
Oh, you'll Ouch. Never. I ferried a Tomahawk from Torrance, California, and took it for 3 days to Guadalajara, Mexico.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That's a long way to go on a Tomahawk.
Oh, you're telling me. You are telling me. But, you know, I mean, I love it. You're up there, you're by yourself, and Mexico has no radar coverage, so, you know, you are really flying.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was beautiful. So the only good thing about a Tomahawk is that canopy.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And you can get a nice suntan while you're in it
yeah.
as well. You
Absolutely.
Get the greenhouse effect. So you get up there high where the air conditioning works, right?
Air conditioning? What are you talking about?
You know, about 5,000 feet.
Yeah. Does a Tomahawk go that high?
Sometimes. You've got some tarmac to kind of circle around. We used to, in downtown Fort Worth, I worked at Meacham Field as a flight instructor, and we had Cessnas.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summertime, when it was 110, 115 degrees on the tarmac, we would get permission from the tower to thermal over downtown Fort Worth on the departure
oh, wow.
in order to get to 5,000 feet and keep going.
Oh, wow.
Because that was the only way we could make those airplanes climb.
Oh, wow.
And they knew. They were very kind to us.
That's
very
great.
Because, yeah. So just give me three turns.
I love it.
Anyhow, it was great fun. It was great fun. That was back in the active flight instructing days. So I know you know what I mean. So you're doing what? How often do you ferry an airplane?
Ferrying, maybe once, twice a month is pretty busy.
Oh, that is pretty busy.
So
absolutely.
I'm with there's a couple companies that I ferry with, and a lot of them are starting to do more pond crossings. They're going over the Pacific or over the Atlantic. I have yet to have done one of those. I've only ever gone down to South America.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess Panama was really the furthest south I've been.
Do you speak Spanish?
Oh, muy poquito.
But that makes it more interesting, doesn't it? They say English is the lingua franca of aviation, but mm-hmm. I know better than that when you get down into some of the South American places.
Yeah.
They'll speak English to you, but they're not necessarily speaking English to everybody.
Yes, and it was great. I did learn one word one new word to my Spanish vocabulary on that Guadalajara trip, which was sola. because every time I landed and got out of the airplane and the FBO guy was there, he looked at me and he said, "Sola," which means you're alone.
As so, in, where's the pilot?
Something like that maybe was crossing his mind. But so that was my new Spanish word.
Excellent. Excellent. I love it. I mean, come on. It's not like you were bringing a Boeing Stearman or something no. down there. It's like, a tomahawk.
Of course I'm Sola. There's nothing else that can get in this plane.
Exactly. Do you find that you add fuel for those trips or not? Do you put an extra tank in or is it just stop and pick up gas along the way?
Yeah. Gas is as long as you flight plan correctly, picking up gas is never a big deal.
Excellent.
So I never, need tanks or anything to go if I'm over land. If you're over the water, of course, you have to outfit.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So you're looking forward to your first pond crossing?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. I'm very excited about it.
Hear that, guys? If you've got an airplane, you need to cross water. We
Call
have somebody who's volunteering. Chelsea, where can people find your products here on site?
On site, we are in Hangar C at the Pilot Mall display. Pilot Mall always sells our products at the big air shows, so we've had a great relationship with them for several years.
Oh, excellent. And that's pilotmall.com. That's Neil Glazer, isn't it?
That's Neil, yeah.
Excellent.
So Pilot Mall, they're right up at the front of Hangar C in booth number 3130.
Booth number 3130, and I'm going to see you in and out all week long. I know you can get these watches from WAI.org.
Yes, you can.
At our WAI store, so that's another wonderful place, and I'm going to see you as part of Women Venture. Chelsea, thank you so much for wrapping up around the patch today, and we'll be back tomorrow.